Capital Broadcasting Company and WRAL-FM, welcome to Wine and Dandy. I'm your host, Sarah King.
I'm your host, Jamie Caskey.
And today, I am real excited. I've been wanting to do this episode for so long, and I finally talked the boss into giving me his credit card.
Ooh, nice.
We are doing expensive wines, comma, are they worth it?
I'm excited because we both get to blind taste test.
We do. So we have a promotions assistant. Her name is Lauren, and she's going to bring in two glasses that we won't know what's in. One's going to have an expensive wine, and one's going to have an inexpensive wine. And we have to decide which one we like better. That's it. Yes. Just which one we like better.
So how we've got this worked out, guys, is with our helpful friend Lauren and her helpful Post-it notes.
She's written on one glass what it is, and I know all the wines, so I'll know the other one that it's being compared to.
Yes, and Lauren knows everything.
Yes, it's at her desk.
Yeah, keeper of all knowledge. So she will be in here with us while we do this.
And kudos to you, Lauren, for knowing how much to pour.
This is a lovely pour. We have a lot of bottles. And if Lauren had not been careful or judicious with her pours, yes, we wouldn't get this episode finished.
No. We've done episodes tipsy before. And, well, let's just say they were colorful.
They're fun for somebody. Actually, they were real fun for us.
Okay. So let's taste the first one. It's got the pink Post-it note. So don't look at the bottom of my glass.
This is a white.
It
smells terrific. Ooh.
I will tell you this because I did purchase all this. This is a Chardonnay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. So,
it smells like a Chardonnay.
Yeah, smells good. I'm going to go ahead and sip.
Okay, me too.
Also, side note, these first couple of sips are going to be doozies for me because I have a big old canker sore. But that's okay.
I like it.
I like it too. It has a bit of an edge on the back end. But
right,
that could be the canker sore.
I'm sorry. Okay. I feel really bad for you and your canker sore right now.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. But after a couple of wines, it'll be fine.
Yeah. So this has lovely acidity. It's got a little bit of oak. It's got the butter thing going on.
Yeah. It's nice. It's balance.
You can definitely smell the oak in it.
So now we have tasted the first one. Without looking at what it is, we're going to set it down.
Correct.
And taste the second Chardonnay. This one is either far more expensive or far less expensive. We don't know yet.
And the thing is we're not trying to figure out which one's more expensive. We're trying to figure out which one we like.
I think I can tell already by smell, but I could be wrong. I don't care for the smell of this at all.
I don't get much nose on this.
I get a nasty nose.
Mmm.
I don't care for it.
For some reason, I'm like, is that your rap name? Nasty nose.
That's it. That is.
For the mean streets of Raleigh.
Nasty nose omelet.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to sip. It's got a little bit of a
funk.
Yeah, there's like almost a chemical smell in there.
So we've spent the last 2 weeks trying to get cat urine out of carpet. Sarah's also struggling with this at her own home. And
it's like the cats are mad at everybody.
What is it with cats in spring? Anyway, we've bathed the carpet so often that then we were also tackling mildew. And that's what this smells like to me.
You poor thing. You got a lot going on.
Yeah, it's been a busy. It's a lot of really great things we'll talk about later, but then we got the cat, right?
Well, let's just sip this wine and see if it may taste better than it smells.
As is often the case. It's okay. It's not my favorite. I like the first one better. I'm going to just go ahead and commit.
I do too. This is a little flabby.
Mm-hmm.
The acid is not as pronounced.
You really get that smell as it goes in your mouth.
We're letting Lauren, our promotions assistant, have some taste, too. She's making a face.
She's quietly boozing it up in the corner.
Okay. Well, yeah. So I want you to sip it, and then we both vote for the pink Post-it note as our favorite. And
yes.
What about you? What do you think? Which one do you like better?
I like the one with the pink Post-it note, too.
Okay. So let's find out.
Time for the great reveal.
Dun-da-da-da. Rombauer Vineyards, the expensive one. It is worth it.
It is worth it.
So,
Is it Carneas Chardonnay?
Oh, yeah, Carneas. Carneas. It's from California. So, let me tell you about these wines.
Yeah.
Rombauer is a big name in California. They've been around since 1980.
Yep.
Fun fact, I think the guy's name is Koner. It's K-O-E-R-N-E-R.
Oh.
I'm not sure how to say that. But his last name is Rombauer. Mm-hmm. His mom, do you know the name Irma Rombauer? Does that ring a bell?
Nope.
How about if I say she wrote The Joy of Cooking? Does that ring a bell?
Yes.
That's his aunt.
crazy.
Yeah, I thought that was interesting.
That is interesting.
They just were one of the founding people out in California in the 80s.
And
This is, well, Carneas is where this is all planted.
Oh.
And this type of wine, and think about this, goes really well with butter poached lobster.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Or scallops.
Anything buttery.
Yeah, yum. Or like chicken, it would go insane. I think Chardonnay and chicken. Match made in heaven.
You know, this would go well with his garlic knots.
Oh, yeah. I love a garlic knot.
Me too.
Okay. Well, this bottle, by the way, is $43.
Okay. But again, as we say, it's a really, really good Chardonnay.
It would make a great gift. And honestly, as far as like well-known names go, $43 is not that high.
It's not bad for Rombauer. We had we have a great red episode that we did with Coach Steve Logan.
You should look back in our archive and find that and listen to it.
Because he's really entertaining, yeah. And he's a huge Rombauer fan.
But he likes the Zinfandel. That's
yeah,
what we drank that day.
Yeah, he likes the Zinfandel, which typically we aren't huge fans of, but we loved it. Then we were like, why you got to turn us on this great wine?
I like this Chard. So far, Rombauer's just hitting it out of the park.
Yeah, I'm a big fan.
So the other one is called Clos La Chance. Clos La Chance, if you say it in English.
Sure.
But they produce California varietals, and Chardonnay is among them. And it's also been oaked. Oaked is a California characteristic for
like a
Chardonnay.
Staple, sure.
Yeah, so when you think California Chardonnay, you're going to think oaked.
Yeah.
This one's $18.
Ah, where did you get these wines, Sarah?
I got all the wines from Seaboard Wine Warehouse,
perfect.
And Doug, the owner, helped me pick out all these wines, which is super fun.
Yeah.
We walked out, I was like, now, what do you think about this? And what do you think about this? And he was like, ooh, I don't know. What do you think about this? It was very fun. All right, so Lauren, may we have our next two? Welcome back. I am having so much fun. Blind tasting is the best.
Yeah, it is. So far, we've knocked it out of the park because we're classy like that.
Yeah, and also we have expensive taste. We picked the Rombauer over the Clos La Chance.
Chardonnay.
So now we're moving on to Zinfandel red blends. Zinfandel-based red blends. So that's the most prominent grape in these blends.
Okay.
So let's give a taste. Right. We'll start with the...
Pink Post-it. Okay. Oh, it smells good. It smells like berries, spicy berries.
I get cotton candy.
Yes.
I get a lot of cotton candy.
Like, oh, I wonder if it's cotton candy grapes. I wonder if they make wine out of cotton candy grapes.
Go with no.
Okay, sure. Too small.
I mean, I bet you could. I just don't know if I'd want to drink it.
Wow.
I don't think it's the size of them. I think it's I don't think the skins are meant to do it.
Yeah. I think this smells terrific.
Well, let's find out. Let's take a sip.
Let me turn my cup away from you, cheater. Okay, I am typically not a Zinfandel fan, I should say. However, I do find this to be very typical of a good Zinfandel wine. It's spicy. It's making my tongue sweat.
Yeah. I like it okay.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it... I want to taste the other one before I say anything.
Okay.
All right, let's go to glass two.
And again, Lauren, thank you.
Thank you, Lauren. Promotion assistant extraordinaire.
Promotion assistant extraordinaire.
That's what I just said.
You said existent.
Did I?
Yeah, you'll see when you edit.
Oh, this smells like cotton candy.
This smells really good.
It's weird.
They smell similar, but this one has less bite in the smell.
Yeah, the last one smelled more like it saw more oak.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this one smells sweeter.
Lauren says this smells sweeter, and she is 1,000% correct. I find this to be more palatable, one of those two things. Oh, palatable.
I hate this.
Oh, I find this, I would guess this is the more expensive wine.
Ugh, I hate it. I don't like it at all. I like that the other one had structure. This one didn't have any structure to me. It's like, it's too sweet. It's all fruit forward.
Yeah, I like it. And the thing is,
we're opposites.
Yeah, right, sure. I think it's sweeter, but it's not a sweet wine, guys. If you went and got ends up being, you wouldn't be like, oh, this is sweet. Don't buy it for sweetness. It's not sweet. But for a Zinfandel, it is, the lines aren't quite as clean.
No, definitely not. It's a bit more, that's very well put.
Thanks, guys.
So I like the pink paper one better. I don't love either of them. It's not my style of wine.
Yeah, not good for me.
But if I had to choose, I like the structure of the pink paper one better.
Let's check it out, sister.
Oh. Oh, I like the cheap one.
Yeah, you did.
You like the fancy one.
Two for two, guys. I'm super excited.
Get this girl some diamonds.
I feel as if I might be a wine expert now. Come on now.
Well, like I said, it's not about
I know.
Choosing which one you like.
So this is
So the one that I liked is the cheaper of the two, and it is 3 Old Vines Field Blend, Contra Costa County in California. And the other one is a very well-known Red Zin blend, and it is called Prisoner by Orin Swift.
That's the expensive one. That's the one I like. How much are we running with that?
So the expensive one, the Prisoner, runs about $45.
Oh, wow.
Whereas the three Old Vine Field Blend runs $22.
Okay. Which is still, you know, a bit of cash for a Zinfandel, but half of what the
Yes. And we didn't get Lauren's take. Which one did you like better?
I think I like the taste of the cheap one, but yeah. I do like the smell more of the expensive one.
Very nice. Now, Lauren, we should ask you before we go any further, what typical wine do you prefer? Because that will give us some insight, too.
She didn't realize she was going to be a guinea pig today.
Yeah, she's like, I thought I was just a grunt, not a guinea pig.
I would say more of a white wine.
Ah.
You like white wine? Do you like it sweet, or do you just like white wine?
Sweet.
Okay. Well, you were really pushing you out of your comfort zone today.
Yeah. Lauren's like, I got to go scrub my tongue with a toothbrush.
Right. Let me give you some background on both of these wines.
Yes.
Okay, so we'll start with the inexpensive, the 3 Old Vine Field Blend. They use ancient vines. They use some really old vines.
Oh, cool.
Right. And so this is Zinfandel, Carignan, and Petit Syrah.
Mm-hmm.
And if another
I
one.
I have not heard of that second grape.
Carignan?
Before?
We've not. Carignan is a blending grape. That much I know.
Okay.
All right, so that's the 3 Old Vine Field Blend. It's a fine wine for $22.
Yeah.
But it's definitely spicier than the other Zinfandel blend.
Tell us about my fancy high dollar wine.
Yes, The Prisoner. Now, The Prisoner is pretty famous.
Mm-hmm.
The Prisoner is made by Orin Swift winemakers. And for the longest time, I thought Orin Swift was a person.
Yeah, I would have guessed that.
No, it's a wine company started by a guy named David Finney.
Well, one would wonder why he went with Orin Swift.
You know, I tried to find that, and I didn't find answers on that. But I do know that he did get his beginnings in Mondavi and some of the bigger, older names in California. And he started the Prisoner Company. He sold it. So it's no longer made by Orin Swift. It's made by the Prisoner Company.
Okay.
So a little bit of business background there.
I have a question.
Sure.
And I'm just springing it on you. So if you don't know the answer, that's fine. But it seems like it would be a connection. I wonder if the Prisoner wines, which are expensive, might 19 Crimes, which are cheap, be an offshoot, like their cheap brand?
I knew where you were headed because I had the same thought.
Yes.
And I didn't find any evidence of that.
Ah, well, of course. Why would they? Because why would they expose themselves? Mm. Interesting. Well, so it's not a fact, but let's start a rumor.
Okay, great. But I will tell you, in this, there is Zinfandel, Cabernet, and Petite Syrah.
Oh, interesting. So some of the same grape.
So the Prisoner wine is a 2019, and the 3, it's a long name, 3 Old Vines Field wine is a 2018. And you would think, given how sharp it was and how grippy it was, it would have
aged better.
Yes. Like I said, neither one of them are my favorite.
Yeah.
But if I had to choose, I surprisingly would go for the Old Vines. The Prisoner, to me, has no structure at all.
That's funny. If I were to recommend, someone said, hey, can you I'm a big red drinker. I love a Zinfandel. I would recommend The Prisoner.
Interesting.
Yeah. And that's, my friends, what makes a horse race. And now it's time for a quick break. We will be right back.
Going, Mr. Cotter.
That's the only words I remember. Welcome back.
All right, so we are back, and we are on our last blind wine tasting. Our promotions assistant, Lauren, brought it in. So we have the pink and the clear. Let's do the pink paper one first.
Okay, yes, just pink
These
paper.
These are Cabernets.
Not pink, just pink paper, not pink wine.
That's right.
Clarify.
These are Cabernet Sauvignons.
Your anti-favorite.
I know. But I picked this one on purpose because the one that's expensive is extremely well-known. In fact, legendary to some people.
Okay.
Like when you meet a wine person, they're always like, oh, blah, 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 blah. And and I'm always like, is it any good? So that's why I picked it. So that's what we're doing.
Okay. The first one smells good to me.
Mm.
Sarah doesn't care for the bell pepper type vegetal Cab Sauvignon thing. And I don't think I get that at all on the nose of this wine.
I do a little, but not that much. It's not aggressive.
Better than some of the ones you've had.
Oh, yeah. It's not.
It smells jammy.
It does smell a little fruit forward.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't smell totally raisinated.
Right.
And it does have definitely that little bit of bell pepper in the back. All right, let's give it a taste.
Okay. Okay, I think, ow, this is really burning my canker sore.
Woo, this is strong.
I think that this is definitely one where we're going to have to taste the second one.
I agree.
Let's set this bad boy
down. It tastes like cab. It's dry, a little grippy on the sides of the tap in the mouth.
Yeah, which happens to be where my canker sore is.
I'm so sorry. Canker sores are the worst. Yeah,
I'm like absolutely front-loading, elizing.
Smell this.
I don't care for the smell of this.
I don't either.
Smells like gasoline.
I don't get gasoline at all. I get like, it's a specific, what is that? It's a gas station pastry.
That is very specific.
It's like a bear claw in plastic that you get at the gas station. Gross. That's exactly what it smells like.
What we're smelling
to me
is the chemicals in saran wrap.
If this is the one that is expensive, I'm going to laugh my butt off.
All right. You know, I don't get as much aroma, but what I do get isn't great.
It smells like sugar. It smells like straight sugar.
You know what I'm going to have to do? I'm going to double fist and taste them without words in between because I don't really care for either of them. Let me see which one I prefer.
Doesn't taste as bad as it smells.
Always a rousing endorsement. I don't like either of them, but I prefer the non-pink Post-it one. If I had to, somebody held a gun in my head and said, drink this glass of wine, which, by the way,
I'm in agreement.
Can't imagine I would need that kind of encouragement. I would go with the one without the pink Post-it.
My guess is, before I look at these, the pink Post-it is very grippy, lots of tannins. Mm-hmm. And for those of you who have stumbled upon us newly, a tannin is a characteristic of a grape. So if you've ever gotten a grape that has seeds and bitten one of those seeds and your mouth dries out, that's a tannin.
That's a tannin.
Yeah. The one with the pink Post-it has seen less age.
Ah, I agree. I think the...
Because the other one's softer.
Yeah, the non-Post-it one, I believe, is the aged one and is, to me, less offensive.
Do you like it? No, I find it less offensive. Yeah, I just think the nose on the on the non-pink Post-it note one is so alarming.
It's off-putting. It is off-putting, but it tastes better, in my opinion.
Okay, well, Lord knows I am very curious.
Let's check it out.
Ah, Bellicosta. Bellicosa.
Yeah, 2017 Cabernet.
So we liked the expensive one.
Oh, ha ha ha. The non-pink Post-it one is the more expensive one, the one we like.
But I got to say, I am shocked at the nose of this wine. This is Silver Oak.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sure. I've heard of that.
Yeah, most people have. Yeah. It's a very long-standing vineyard in Alexander Valley Cabernet. So this is the Alexander Valley Cabernet. Mm-hmm. They've been in business since 1972.
Okay.
This bottle runs $75.
Hold on. Let me take another sip.
I know.
We don't get this price range.
But is it worth it? But is it worth it? I mean, like, I would not pay $75 for that wine.
I'm about to go into a full team meeting. So to me, yes, it is worth it.
Yeah, but you just called it less offensive and it's $75.
No, I just meant to walk into the meeting.
Okay. No, I'm like, for $75, I better love that wine.
I don't care. Like, if this was on a restaurant menu and someone, it wouldn't be me, ordered this and I had a glass, I would feel bad that I was wasting their wine.
Yeah. Because I don't think it's that great. Lauren, what do you think? How old are you, by the way?
I am 22.
Thank goodness.
She's 22.
I literally was just thinking.
So she's a brand new palate. Tell us your thoughts on these wines.
Please let her say at least 21.
Almost 23, everyone.
Okay.
But we're about a month or so away. I think between the two, I would have to go with the bougie $75 one, but I really don't love the taste.
Right.
I think I would feel like I'm wasting the wine. I would rather have a different one. But I would think between the two, I would still have to go with the bougie one.
Oh, that a girl.
Get her some diamonds.
Team Jamie. That's Team Jamie. Three for three.
Oh, yeah. Well, did she like...
No one is more shocked than I am that I've liked all three expensive wines.
I know. Yeah. I'm actually quite shocked. So let me tell you about the other wine. The other wine is called Bellicosa. It's Cabernet. I actually met the winemaker of this once. his name is Daniel Cone. You may recognize C-H-O-N, Cone.
Oh, like the Cone brothers?
No, that's Cohen.
Oh, you're right.
That's okay. Bruce Cone is his father, and he used to have a winery called B.R. Cone, which was really big in the 90s.
Ah, okay.
And so he sold it and made a butt ton of money.
Right.
And so now his son has taken over it. And I think for the price, which is $27, mm-hmm. it's a decent Cabernet. I don't like Cabernet, but it's not super vegetal.
Right.
You know, so I think it's an approachable Cabernet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But when compared to the $75 Silver Oak, it's definitely much sharper, much more gripping and kind of jarring, spicy. Oftentimes people use the word spicy whenever the things are highly alcoholic.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I would definitely say that the Bellicosa is spicy.
Mm-hmm. If we can ever get our boss to give us the credit card again after this, I think we should next time do the very expensive wine versus a grocery store wine.
Ooh.
And then we get a real comparison. I mean.
Well, still, this is $27 versus $74.
That's but I'm talking like $74 versus $13.
Oh, can you imagine if we like a $13 one better?
Well, first of all, we'd stock it at our homes.
So I think this was pretty interesting.
Yeah, I love that. Well, I'm always up for a blind taste test, and I do think there's always value in, is a wine worth it? Two out of the three of these, we believe it.
You believed all three of them.
Yeah, but I still wouldn't buy this one.
Well, and I wouldn't buy, and I wouldn't either have bought the other one.
Yeah, either of the reds. But we would buy the heck out of Rum Byron Chardonnay, were we rich.
And there's Zinfandel, which we've had before.
Yeah,
go to the archives, find that episode.
Right, it's a great episode.
Coach Logan.
I have a teeny, tiny baby bit of wine news.
Oh, lay it on me, sister.
I'm going to back it up with a quick story. I got my booster last week, and I've had no problems with any of the vaccinations. Team Pfizer, let's go. But I had a big event coming up this weekend, so as fate would have it, I had my booster on Wednesday, and Thursday I was like, hey, I feel good. I feel very fluey and fevery. No fever. Took two tests, not COVID. It was just the booster, which is not uncommon. While I was home, because I am just going to out myself, I am a crying baby when I don't feel well.
I am the same way. Everyone always says their husbands are, and I am the one.
Yes. If I feel a bit feverish with the hot cold thing, which was happening without a fever.
Oh, it's the worst.
I'm going to cry. You call me on the phone and say, how you feeling? Well, welcome to hell, because I'm going to cry. So anyway,
sweet baby.
Myself and my dogs and periodically my cat. And I was like, I feel too bad to read, which is pretty big indicator for me. So I thought I'll just turn something on the TV after I had my nap. And I came across I've been wanting to see the new NBC wine store-based show called Grand Cru. Grand Cru being a wine. Sarah can tell you briefly what a Grand Cru is.
A Grand Cru is, when you're on a vineyard, the Grand Cru is the best spot on the farm.
Yes, and it's CRU for wine.
Correct.
The show, the new NBC show, which you can see on our friends WREL, is Grand Cru. It's about a group of friends, CREW. And it is delightful. Yeah, now I was delirious, so maybe that has something to do with it. And like most new shows, you got to get past that pilot. It's a little rough. But the ensemble cast is absolutely terrific. And the gal who hosts nailed it.
Oh, Nicole Byer. Love her.
Well, you're going to love this show because she's on it and she's on fire. Oh. So that's my recommendation.
Well, now you sold me with Nicole Byer on there. I mean, I adore that one.
Oh, yeah, you can binge the whole first series.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you're feeling better.
Thanks.
And thank you. Thank you, Lauren, for providing service of giving us blind tastings.
She's the best.
Thank you, Seaboard Wine, for helping us pick the wines today. And thank you for getting to the end of the episode. And if you have any questions whatsoever, hit us up on social media. We are at Wine and Envy Podcast and all the fun platforms. And until next time, drink what you like, no matter what the price tag is. Cheers.